So close your eyes. Take a moment to allow your eyelids to rest gently on your eyeballs, giving them some relief from stress and strain, or maybe you're just waking up, depending on where you are in the world. Might be your morning, or maybe you just took a nap, or maybe you've been out in the environment that has caused you to be tired in your eyes. So just allow the lids to gently rest over the eyeballs. Feel the eyes. Now fill the eyes with light. The light can be any color. You can move the eyeball around to give that sense that the whole eye is filling up with light. So you don't miss any corners of the eyes or around under the lid. If that's making you dizzy, you can stop and just keep the eyeballs neutral. Now put your attention into the spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead, just at the bridge of your nose, which is a spot that marks the entry point to the third eye. Again, you're just allowing your attention to go there. And you can put a light there. So now you feel this light in the eyes and then in the third eye. Now imagine the light from the eyes filling up the right and left brain. From the front of the brain to the back of the brain. On the left side and then on the right side, or right side and left side. The whole brain is lit up now. Now the light from the third eye goes deep into the middle of your brain. And from the middle of your brain, it's going to go down the neck, so through the brain, downwards, down the brain stem, the spinal cord, and it's going to work its way, trickling, floating, skipping, shooting, dropping, floating down, down, down to the tailbone. Now visualize an elephant-headed being at the base of the spine. If you can visualize orangish, reddish light, that's fine. If you feel energy moving through the pelvis, that's good. If you feel pressure, or heat, or cold, some shift of energy at the base of the spine, you've activated. The Kundalini energy, and with Ganesha's attention and blessings. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now bring to mind the area of your life that you want to have a breakthrough. Be as specific as you can, and it can be this week, doesn't have to be too far down the road. Even if you've been saying it over and over and not seeing the result yet, you just say it one more time. And feel the emotion surrounding that issue. Melt it with Ganesha's grace and blessings to dissolve it away. Gum, 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 gum. Start to feel the energy moving up the Sushumna, the thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine. Gum. Gum, gum, gum. This tube of light pierces all the chakras on its way up, activating them so that they clear out energetic congestion at the navel. At the heart center, in the middle of the chest. At the throat. In the middle of your brain, the third eye area. And the whole brain lights up. So from the base of the spine to the top of the brain, you've lit up some energy centers. We'll activate them with their passwords to cleanse each one of emotional, physical, spiritual, mental blocks. Starting at the base of the spine. Move into the heart center in the middle of the chest. Feel it. Feel the pressure in the chest area being broken through with the sound. Ooh. The energy moves into the throat, release the constrictions in the throat with the sound ma. Ma. Now the third eye, midbrain. Om. Stay in the midbrain. Feel the vibration. Allow your attention to go back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Ma. Move up to the heart center. Again, release another layer of pressure, congestion, emotional blockage at the heart center. Qi. 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 Move into the throat and the mouth. Va. Now the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Again, go back to the base of the spine and feel a shooting light or pressure going up the spine. When you hear the sounds, to invoke the archetype of time, Kalabhairava. Vadyamo Bhairava. 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 Now stay focused on your backbone that is now turning into the shaft or the handle of a spear. It's a divine weapon that will protect you from negative karma. It will dissolve away forces that you have been fighting internally. You can pour any negative emotion into this shaft or stem of this spear or handle of the spear as your backbone. And then visualize the head of the spear as your brain. The tip pierces the top of your skull and goes into the space. This divine spear is called a veil. And it is associated with Lord Muruga, who is going to be battling for us soon. Pour all pain into this object. You are the veil. Pour all negative emotions, thought forms, problems, issues, bad health, finances, relationship. Pour it all into the veil. Allow the veil to be like a vacuum cleaner, sucking it up out of you. Out of every cell. And then reprogramming your nervous system so that you can receive more positivity in your life and energy and empowerment. Visualize the veil. Feel it. Use it. Aum Aum Sound Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Your backbone and brain are empowered with the veil. And all the cells in the body are releasing negativity, and in return, getting empowered. Feel the energy. Feel the heat. Feel the pressure. Feel the strength coming from this divine object as your backbone and brain. Marugan Kumaran Guhan. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. You can end the meditation. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your attention on the backbone and brain as you're slowly, slowly coming back to yourself. And then when you're ready, you can just let go. And come back to yourselves. Open your eyes. So slowly, slowly come back.